Frequency Cast. Startup in progress.
Hi, and welcome to the third edition of Frequency Cast. Yes, we've been online not once, not twice, but thrice. My name's Carl, and with us is our resident technologist, Pete.
Hello.
If you're a new listener, this show is put together by the team behind UK broadcasting site radioandtelly.co.uk and the mobile technology site filesaveas.com. Frequency Cast covers digital TV and radio in the UK and some of the latest bits of mobile and internet technology. What have we got coming up for you in this show? A look at what's new in the world of TV, radio and the internet in the UK. We'll focus in on some new technology. Today, a doubleheader. We'll look at DAB and Slingbox. A look at some of the feedback in our postbag. And it's official. Pete and Carl are barking. Enter our competition if you know what the heck this means. Let's get started with the news.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. News.
First off, in the last show, we talked about TalkTalk and their new broadband free forever offer. Well, BT are fighting back. By the time you hear this, BT Broadband should have renamed itself to BT Total Broadband. They're offering a slimmed-down choice of three broadband options. Prices starting from £9.95, so at last we're below the £10 mark. They're offering free connection, speeds of up to 8 meg, and free evening and weekend calls with their voice over IP service, Broadband Talk. The BT offering emphasises heavily on security, and they're also trying to get some of their BT home hubs into people's houses. This device plugs into your broadband network and allows you to make use of extra broadband services, including BT Fusion and BT Vision, more of which soon. On the day of recording, the radio and telly team have been out and about. Today, we were at the Broadcast Live show in London. This was an excellent opportunity for us to see some of the new technologies that are just around the corner. There was lots of focus on IPTV, video on demand, HDTV and mobile TV. A couple of quick thanks, firstly to the transmitter people National Grid Wireless, who gave us a live demo of their DVB-H service, broadcasting from the Crystal Palace transmitter running on a PDA. This was the first chance to see a new TV service live on a handheld device. Also, thanks to Red Bee Media, who showed us their new user interface that's going to help users to navigate the ever-expanding number of digital channels and digital content out there. They're also working on a new set-top box that supports high-definition TV. They're partnering with Microsoft and with the Freeview box manufacturer NetGen. A special thanks to John and Andy for showing us around. One other piece of news, Channel 4, the TV company, are now trying to get into the world of radio. They've now announced Channel 4 Radio. At the moment, they don't have a frequency, which makes it very, very difficult to run a radio service. So what they're doing is they've started by doing some podcasts. They're running podcasts on programs including Lost, Big Brother, and lots of other programs in their lineup. And they're hoping to get hold of a DAB license fairly soon. Now time for a very quick look at Freeview and what's new there. At the start of June, we heard of some changes to TopUp TV's business plan. They seem to be moving away from their subscription TV service, and they're looking into creating a digital recorder offering TV to go, as well as making some changes to their lineup. Hopefully in the next show, we'll have more information about this. A quick update on last time's show. We talked about Film 4 going free on Freeview. We've now heard this is definitely happening in June, and this will replace More 4 Plus 1. We've also heard of Channel 5 launching two new Freeview channels. They're launching 5 US, which concentrates on the best of US television, and 5 Life, which is aimed primarily at women. And finally, we're now seeing the lowest ever priced Freeview box, a box from Sagem priced just £28. Perfect opportunity to connect Freeview to another TV in your house. This box also has a modulator, which means you can connect it to a TV that doesn't have a SCART socket.
For more details on any of the items mentioned, see www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. Focus.
In this show, our feature is a digital audio broadcast.
Ing.
I just so happen to know a little bit about digital audio broadcast.
Ing. It's broadcasting.
Yeah, I know we are. We're on air. But...
Go on then, Carl. Tell us what you know.
Well, basically, instead of the old way of broadcasting in analog, they're broadcasting in digital, which of course is binary code. There are advantages of this. Because it's sent digitally, it's better quality. There's less interference. And of course, when you turn on your digital radio, you dab it on, and when you turn it off, you dab it off. But not to be mistaken for the latest washing powder.
God, that joke works so much better in rehearsal.
Okay, you almost knew what you were talking about there. I'm quite impressed. So, have you actually seen a DAB radio?
No.
Now, we haven't rehearsed this at all, but look. It's a digital audio broadcasting radio.
Wow.
Okay, in my hot little hands here, I have the latest radio from Pure, who are pretty well respected in the world of DAB. This is the Pure One. As you can see, it's a nice shiny little black case. This also comes in white and girly pink. What we're going to do is we'll switch this on and see what's going on in the world of DAB. I'm going to hold down the little white power button here and just see what we find. And you can hear there's a digital radio station. What I'm going to do is have a quick whiz around the dial and take a look at some of the stations that we'll find on here. So starting at the top of the channel, we've got BBC One Extra, BBC World Service, we've got BBC Five Live in stereo, BBC Six, BBC Seven, which is one of my favourites, the comedy station, BBC London, there's all the national radio stations. We've also then got Capital Life, we've got Chill, Classic FM, Core, Fun Radio, Galaxy, Heart, Kerrang, Kiss, One Word, Our Kind of Music, Passion, Planet Rock, Primetime Radio, Smooth, Spectrum, Talk Sport, The Hits, Virgin Radio, Virgin Extreme, and XFM UK.
Oh, yeah, well, that's fine, but can you put a fruit pastel in your mouth without chewing it?
Yeah, can I get back to you on that? Anyway, carrying on with DAB, obviously there's a lot of stations that we found on this little radio, more so than you'd find on an FM radio. And where this is clever is because DAB, as you say, uses a different kind of technology to get channels out there. This is where it gets a bit technical. If I were to say the word multiplex to you, what would that mean?
Cinema.
Yes, the word multiplex is a common word in digital TV and digital radio. It's really, really difficult to describe, but instead of having one channel that does one set of programs, this is one channel that actually has multiple different radio stations or TV stations linked into one. The really easy way of thinking about this is to think of a pipe, and inside it's got lots of little pipes. That's a multiplex. One large pipe with lots of different channels built into it. And this is where we end up with more radio stations than you get on a typical FM radio. There is a slight trade-off. When you were talking about what you knew about digital audio broadcasting, what were the things you said again?
Less interference and better quality.
You're certainly right on the less interference. Because it's digital, you don't pick up the same interference and that horrible kind of off-channel noise you get with FM radio sometimes. But the better quality aspect of it's a little bit debatable. Because they're squeezing so many different radio stations into one of these multiplexes, there is a slight trade-off in the quality because everything is compressed a little bit to squeeze as many stations in as possible. So it's certainly good quality. Some of the real audio files out there that are into their high-quality music may debate the better quality question. Certainly, though, more channels and less interference.
So does DAB have anything else to offer us, or is that it?
It's got a few extras. Looking at this little radio here, you see a variety of buttons. On the Pure One here, we have a volume button, we have a timer button. It allows you to set various presets for your radio stations there. The important one is probably this info button. And the info button lets you get to something called radio text, where you can see scrolling radio text on this little screen here that's delivered to you by the broadcaster. So in there you might find a song title, you might find the name of the presenter, you might find details of what's coming next. And over the years, as DAB continues to develop, they're going to do more and more with this text service. Also, obviously, you have a wider range of radio stations, so they're slowly introducing things like EPG.
EPG?
An electronic program guide. So it's a little bit like a TV listings magazine, but on your radio. So you can find what radio stations are playing, what certain programs, what certain tracks at certain times. Some of the more expensive radios have things like live pause or live rewind, so comparable with some of the new TV services we're seeing there. This particular radio's got a few other little features. You can pick radio stations by genre, so pop, rock, music, news, etc. It also has FM as well, so if you happen to want to switch back to your FM radio, this combined little DAB FM radio is a very handy little piece of kit. It's quite a cheap radio as well compared with some of the other sets, quite well made, battery powered or mains powered, under £50, and it's available now.
If you have a look at our website, www.frequencycast.co.uk,
you'll find a picture of Carl and myself holding up today's featured guest, the Pure One.
Okay, so that's DAB. What else have you got to tell us about, Pete?
The next thing we're going to discuss is Slingbox.
Slingbox.
This has been big news in America, but it was only at the end of May that this became available in the UK. Now, what this is, it's a box that plugs into your home TV system, and it lets you watch TV over the internet.
Didn't we talk about that last show?
Sort of. Last time we talked about IPTV, which is TV over the internet. This has a slightly different twist to it. Because this is actually plugging into your TV system, it's actually sending you a feed of what's on your TV at the time. So this can plug nicely into something like your Sky Plus, or it can plug into your Freeview system, or it can plug into a digital video recorder.
So why would I want to do that then, Pete?
A couple of reasons. For one, you can actually watch your own TV, for instance, while you're at work or while you're travelling abroad. If you happen to be out and about and you've forgotten to set your Sky Plus to record a programme,
You can just log into your home TV system over the internet and set up your recorder. Or you can access a video clip perhaps you've got on a video recorder or on a DVD that you want to play a friend in front of their internet connection.
Hold on a minute, you said you can watch TV whilst you're at work. What if you're a cab driver?
Well, now you joke, but funnily enough, they actually have a mobile TV client as well. So you can actually watch your own home TV system on a mobile phone. At the moment, that's only working on the Windows mobile phones, and to be honest, using a standard GPRS connection, the quality's a little bit on the wobbly side, but it's there, and you can actually watch your own TV system on the move.
Is that right that Bill Gates has retired?
You have been reading the news, haven't you? Yes, Bill Gates is finally retiring from being Bill Gates.
Do you think that's because he's watching telly over the internet?
Yeah, very, very probably. Slingbox is actually a really clever little gadget. I've used it a couple of times in earnest, just to take remote control of my Sky Plus from my mobile and to show off to a couple of friends that these things are possible.
So how would I hook up my system?
Quite a clever little system, actually. You basically plug in the output of your TV system using either SCART or Phono or S-Video or even a standard coax. You plug the other end of the Slingbox into your broadband connection, and you're pretty much set and ready to go after you've done some basic configuration. At the other end, you need to install the Sling Player software, or again, you can do that on the mobile. That will let you connect in over the internet to your home system and take full remote control, using a clever way of sending infrared commands to your box over the internet. I'm probably doing a fairly bad job of explaining exactly what Slingbox is and just how useful it is, so what we'll do is we'll put something up on our website, frequencycast.co.uk, to explain exactly how this thing works and how to connect it. It's also worth mentioning that this plugs into your broadband system either using Ethernet cabling or through Wi-Fi or even using those home plugs that we discussed in the last show. So go and have a look at our website. We'll also tell you where you can find the cheapest Slingbox in the UK.
If anyone's got a Slingbox or got any questions about a Slingbox, we'd love to hear from you on 0208 133 4567. That's 0208 133 4567.
We've got a Slingbox connected to our TV system, so if we can give you any help or we can give you any advice, we'd love to hear from you.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. Interaction.
And this is my favourite bit of the show, with your emails and calls. Thanks for the feedback for the last show. Just remember, this is your show, so the more you contact us, the more we can talk about. And we just want to talk about things you're interested in. Don't be shy, email us on our website, of course, www.frequencycast.co.uk, or give us a call on the pod line, which is 0208 133 4567. So, let's go to our first call.
My name is Angela Williams. I'm asking why on the DAB radio we can no longer receive prime time. It seems to be in cut off, and as we always listen to that station, we're wanting to know why. We are actually in the south, in Portsmouth.
Hi Angela, yes, thanks for that. There has been a lot of upset about the disappearance of prime time, which is the national DAB station aimed at a slightly older audience. We checked with Digital One, who are the company that run the multiplex that used to broadcast primetime. Their station's owner has decided not to renew the contract for continuing broadcasting on DAB. Having a quick look around online, there were various stories about the station's owner deciding that the station wasn't profitable enough and that the advertising world wasn't really appreciating what primetime had to offer. Little consolation, I'm afraid, but the disappearance of primetime does mean that there's now a free slot on the Digital One multiplex, so we could see some new channel coming up shortly.
Thank you. I've got an email here from James. He says, "Hi folks, just a quick note to say that I heard Frequency Cast for the first time this morning and enjoyed it very much. Being a sort of tech head, I'm aware of most of the things that you guys talked about, but there are always some gems of information that I'd not heard from other places. One of your listeners mentioned that they were looking into home plugs as an alternative to Wi-Fi. My limited experience of this is that it's a real pain to get working. My in-laws bought a couple of home plug units because their security cameras blocked normal wireless, but couldn't get it to work at a decent speed. I've still got to take a closer look at it. Considering you can pick up a Linksys wireless router for less than £50 these days and a PCI wireless card for about a tenner, I'd suggest a bog standard wireless is the cheapest option, unless physical or geographical issues prevent it from being feasible. If it's an issue of signal range, you can buy an aerial for £20, which can substantially increase the distance Wi-Fi can go. That's quite enough tech talk from me. Good luck with the next podcast. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Well, thanks for that, James. And now it's time for another call.
Hi there. My name's Nick. I'm calling from Levenshulme in Manchester. I've been trying to get through to email you, but my connection's been down, so I thought I'd give you a ring. Anyway, I bought a Dynamatec L920. I'm trying to load some of my music onto it, but it won't seem to be accepting it. I don't know if the format's wrong or I need some sort of upgrade software or what. But yeah, I'm trying to load it up MP3s and Wi-Fi, and it's just not letting me do it at all. So I was just wondering if you could, you know, suggest some help or anything like that. So it's really confusing me. All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for that. Yes, the Dynamitac L920 is a great phone, but I'm not surprised you're having problems. With any of these new smartphones that have 101 features, getting to learn your way around the user interface can be a bit tricky. Assuming you're connecting your PC via a USB cable, what you want to do is go into the Tools menu, go to Connection, select USB and set it to On. That's probably the first way to get the connection working. It also might be worth downloading the most up-to-date version of the PC drivers. The web address for the support page at Dynamitec is a bit long to try and read out on this show, so we'll stick a link to it on frequencycast.co.uk for you.
We got another email here from Jeff. He says, "Hi guys, enjoying the podcast very much. Keep up the good work. Jeff, Queensland, Australia." And I think that is probably our furthest listener.
Could indeed be our furthest away listener. Always good to hear from people from outside of the UK. Anyone that's out there listening to us from another country, please get in touch. It's good to know we've got some appeal worldwide.
And now for our next call.
Hello, my name's Susan Barber. I'm phoning from Southampton. I'm asking a question. Basically, we're trying to decide whether to get Sky Plus, but to get the reasonable deal, we need to go for multi-room, which we don't need, which means spending £10 extra each month for something we don't need. And the real reason is just to get the Sky Plus for the diverse, you know, the ease of recording different things with four small children who want to watch different things. Our main problem is we have got a Freeview box, but our reception isn't great, and it cuts out quite regularly, whereas obviously Sky doesn't. My husband would rather go for a digital recorder that's nothing to do with Sky and stick with Freeview, because obviously it's cheaper and we're getting what we want. Not paying for something we don't want. But if the pitch is never going to improve, then obviously we're better off staying with Sky. But if you could give some advice on that, can we improve our Freeview? We've got trees, various things. We've always had problems with our aerial. Are we best to stick with Sky? Thanks, bye.
Hi, Susan. Yeah, this is a tricky one. You've actually asked about three different questions in one message there. Let's take them point by point. First of all, you're talking about wanting a PVR, a personal video recorder, like Sky. And you're also talking about the difficulties of getting Freeview. Let's take Freeview first. Now, you say you're calling from Southampton. Quick look on the web shows that Southampton isn't actually a bad area for Freeview. The nearest transmitter to you is a transmitter called Rowbridge, which is operating at around 20,000 watts. Pretty powerful. What I'd normally suggest doing is putting your postcode into a prediction checker, such as one called Wolfbane, to see what coverage you should be getting in your area. The advice the site's telling us so far, without knowing your postcode, is that you should be able to pick up Freeview very clearly from Rowbridge. You'll need a Group A aerial positioned horizontally. That's going to completely confuse Carl, but some people out there will know what this is all about. Assuming the signal in your area is generally good, then what you need to do is make some modifications to your aerial setup to try and get some better reception. There's several things you can do, ranging from picking up a booster, or maybe replacing any dodgy aerial cabling you might have, perhaps resighting your aerial, helping to reduce any electrical interference, getting a new aerial, or perhaps even hacking some of the trees down to get a better signal. On our radio and telly site, we offer some information on how to improve your reception, and I suggest first off take a look at that. We'll add a link on the notes for this show on the FrequencyCast site, pointing at the page over at Radio and Telly. Assuming you are able to improve your Freeview reception, take a look at the Humax range of PVRs. They're rather good, they're very powerful boxes, and they seem very popular by visitors to our forum. Let's have a quick look at the issue of multi-room here. You're talking about the multi-room subscription as a way of getting Sky Plus. There is an alternative. It's, again, not particularly cheap, but it's worth a look. If you want to go for Sky Plus without signing up to multi-room, you can buy the box for £199. But you do have to pay a £60 installation fee, which is normally waived with multi-room. That might be worth a look. A few other options to consider. You might find that NTL are offering cable in your area. They do an on-demand service, and apparently it's available in Southampton. Might be worth a look. Otherwise, there are two other options for you if you're an existing Sky user. You could take your basic Sky feed and feed it into your PC, and use PC software as a digital recorder. Or alternatively, you could connect Sky into a DVD recorder and use that instead of a PVR. The other option, much less useful, is to wait. Your TV region from Meridian is due to go all digital from 2012, so if you can hang around for the 4 years until then, you'll find the Freeview signal does increase an awful lot in 2012. If you can't wait that long, maybe waiting a year or so for TV over broadband might solve your problems. Hope we've given you some ideas there, Susan.
A. Horizontal. We got an email here from Judy Phillips. I'm on Sky, but would like to be able to provide my children with the ability to watch programmes other than the one I am watching without paying extortionate fees. When are we going to get a reliable signal via broadband that we can plug anything into? and a full-strength broadband anywhere. Infrastructure costs are no excuse. Millions are being made in this area.
Yes, Judy, you're right. TV over broadband is a little bit of a way off yet. We're reckoning probably the end of this year or even the beginning of 2007 before we really see some good broadband technologies coming into light. The one we're watching for at the moment is BT Vision, which is due by the end of this year. Hopefully that's the first time we're going to see some good TV over broadband. I would just go back to the Sky issue. Some of this we've covered by talking about Sky Multiroom in the last call. But one other thing you may want to look at is Freeview. If you pick up one of these Freeview boxes for just under £30, you do get a lot of extra kids' channels. With Freeview, you get CBeebies, CBBC, CITV, as well as E4 and a couple of music channels. Freeview, of course, is free, no subscription to worry about there. If you're prepared to pay a bit extra a month, £7.99 gets you top-up TV, and that has a few extra kids' channels, Cartoon Network, Toonami and Boomerang.
That's probably what Jeff in Queensland watches.
And I want to take this opportunity towards the end of our show here just to say a quick hi to the NetGem users that are out there. Radio and Telly runs a web forum for NetGem users, and there are a few regular visitors to that forum I just want to say hello to. I want to say hi to Ian Moticon, Purple Bobby, Leo, Dark Techno, and of course Big Boy UK. If you don't know the iPlayer, it's a Freeview receiver that also does top-up TV, internet and email. Sadly, his iPlayer cuts out while playing some podcasts, including ours. So he's never going to know we said hi. To everyone out there on the forum, keep up the good work and behave, guys.
Poor big boy. Ah, competition time. In the last month, the Frequency Cast team were officially classified as barking by a new website. Which site are we talking about? To enter and for a clue, see the show notes at frequencycast.co.uk. Well, that's all from us for this show. Don't forget, get in contact with us on www.frequencycast.co.uk or call us on our podline 0208 133 4567. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown in progress.
Well, sadly, that's the end of another tantalising take on technology, so it's goodbye from me and a goodbye from Pete. Until the next time, see ya.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown complete.